Getting into this hour's guest interview segment and our monthly conversation with the Star Valley Arts Council, Director of the Council, Tim Hale, is live in studio. Tim, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, doing great. How are you today, Duke?
Absolutely good. Thanks for swinging by the studio. And
you some, bet.
Well, it's always a fun time of year for the Arts Council and the annual Star Valley, Stars in the Valley Christmas concerts on the horizon now.
Yeah, we are really gearing up for that now. We've got pretty much the whole lineup all set up. We've got everything from choir groups to dancers, instrumentalists, vocalists. So we're really the program is really taking shape, and we're really excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
This has become such a popular show for a lot of reasons. Of course, it's all local talent, which I really love. But the Arts Council's always done a good job of bringing in a variety of talent. It's not just singers and musicians, like you said. There's all kinds of other stuff. But you've also been able to do a really good job of balancing the fun part of Christmas and kind of the more spiritual part of Christmas all together in one show as well.
Yeah, it's really a variety of different types of music and things. And we really leave it up to the people that are performing, right? We just say, hey, what do you want to do? What number, what song are you most most excited about performing? And so they'll bring something to us, and it could be anywhere from Frosty the Snowman to something, like you said, more sacred in nature. So we definitely have a really good variety, and just the fact that we can draw on local talent strictly for this show, which was our vision for it when we started it up last year, it's been awesome. In fact, 95% of the talent is not a repeat from last year. So it's
excellent.
It's like all original stuff. Different performers from last year.
It's coming up December 6th, 7 o'clock, of course, at the auditorium at Star Valley High School. And I happen to know who the hosts are this year. I think it's pretty cool who you got to host the show.
Yeah, we had to twist some arms, but we were able to get Dan and Kim Dockstetter on board, and we're so excited to have them come. And just great, obviously great supporters and people in our community. So it'll be a lot of fun there. And we also like to just remind people this is a completely free event. And we use this as a fundraiser as well. And so we always accept donations at the door or online before the show. And we're gearing up for kind of a big surprise at the show as well that'll I think really excite people and really promote what we're trying to do as an Arts Council across the Star Valley community. So people can stay tuned for that.
Excellent. And so when you talk about ticket sales and all that stuff, it's free.
Just
don't even
up.
Worry about it. Just come and do it.
Just show up. We would love your donations when you're there. But if you're not planning to donate, this is just fine. Come on out and enjoy.
Again, the Stars in the Valley Christmas Concert hosted by the Star Valley Arts Council, December 6th, 7 o'clock at Star Valley High School. That's just some of the events on the near horizon. Of course, the Handel's Messiah with the Salt River Symphony Chorus, that's coming up as well.
Yep. That's going to be on December 15th, so that'll be a Sunday. The Messiah starts at 7 o'clock, but before the Messiah kicks off, we have a live nativity that's going to be going on. So we've got Joseph, Mary, and baby Jesus all ready. And so we're set for that. That'll be at 6 o'clock, so that goes from about 6 to 6:45. And we'll open the doors for folks to come into the Messiah. In the past, we've done a Messiah singing. However, this year we decided to go ahead, or the Salt River Symphony decided to say, hey, we're going to have the choir and a select group of soloists to perform the music along with the symphony. So it's going to be an awesome event. People can just be there, listen, and enjoy that amazing music from Handel.
A great tradition. Love that it's continuing and kind of coming back to what it even was before. So December 15th, 7 p.m. also at the high school. And then the big announcement we talked about last time coming in January is the BYU Young Ambassadors.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome. We're so excited. BYU has reached out to us in the past and said, hey, you know, we want to be a regular visitor of Star Valley. And they're even willing to do it in the winter. I mean, this is January 18th we're talking about here that they're coming. So and they're bringing a group of 20 students. 10 of whom are instrumentalists as well. So they play various instruments. And then their whole kind of crew to kind of get the show put together. So this is a big show. It's going to be at Star Valley High School on the 18th, January 18th at 7 o'clock. And, Just an amazing show. Tickets are available. Early bird tickets are available right now. If you subscribe to the Star Valley Arts Council newsletter, and you can do that through starvalleyarts.org, then you can get an email. You'll get an email later this week with the opportunity to click a link and go and buy tickets, which are 20% off. So,
oh, wow.
And then they'll go on sale a couple weeks from now for regular purchase, regular price.
Very cool. So that's up and coming January 18th. If you want those early bird tickets, get on the mailing list, the email list at starvalleyarts.org. Tim Hale with the Star Valley Arts Council joining us and in studio this morning. Tim, let's just give another plug here on why businesses should hop on board and support the Arts Council as a sponsor, because these types of events are what's coming into the Valley because of it.
Yeah, and we've got this vision, Duke, that that can really make a tremendous impact on our community, not just in making this a more fulfilling and fun place to live with different events going on, but also to bring in some of these tourism dollars that are driving through every summertime and frankly into the fall as well. So we're really looking to continue to expand, find opportunities at the Arts Council to help people realize that Star Valley is an amazing place to visit, come and enjoy an awesome event. We're gearing up for next season already, so looking at different events. So we're always open for new sponsors. We'll be doing a membership drive next year. So that's for individuals like you and me who want to become a member and get special access to events and things like that. So the sky's the limit with the Arts Council. We would love for any business, community citizen to get involved however they'd like to.
Tim Hale with us, Tim Hale with the Star Valley Arts Council this morning in studio. And again, it's the Stars in the Valley Christmas Concert, the next event on December 6th, followed by the Handel's Messiah Salt River Symphony Chorus on the 15th. It's all part of the weekday wake up. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Duke.